Before we think, say, or do, will it build goodwill and friendship? Before we think or say or do, will it build goodwill and friendship? This is Instant Inspiration, God Unlimited, University of Healing here in Campo, California. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, the Dean. And from our Rotary friends, we have another statement here. Before we think or say or do, will it build goodwill and friendship? So often we sort of rattle off at the mouth and we say what our emotions are. And we see someone beating a dog and we say, "You're terrible, stop that, don't do that, you're terrible," you know. And while the act may be terrible, the person is not terrible. If we say that the person is terrible, he has done nothing to indicate to us that he's terrible. The act is terrible. Now, it doesn't necessarily take a terrible person to do something. Do you know why he was beating the dog? There should be no reason for it, but do you know why? He was beating the dog because the dog was chasing his child, and he was trying to stop the dog from chasing his child, and the dog was being vicious toward his child. Now, perhaps another scenario or another scenario, who knows? But when we judge, we are in trouble. When we judge, we make ourselves totally incapable of having goodwill and friendship in any relationship. Because judgment makes us blind to whatever may be going on in life. Because we can see all sorts of things. Now, we look at Iraq, and we know that Iraq is a dirty, nasty, fantastically dumb, stupid country. But is it really? Now, during the Second World War, we were taught that the Japs were terrible people, and they were ugly people, and they were evil people, and, well, of course, they were against us, so we were against them. And as soon as the war ended, we put our arms around them and said, "Hey, let's do business together." And we supported them as they developed their country. We gave them everything to do it. If we hated them, we wouldn't do that. Now, we did the same to Germany. Germany hates the United States, but it was the United States that helped Germany build up after the war. If it hadn't been for the money from the United States and from America, Germany would not be where it is today, because it would not have the financial wherewithal. And if Germany had permission to be a war state like any other state after the war, then they would put their money into munitions and fighting, and they wouldn't build up their own economic foundation, which is what happened during the war in Germany. All of their money went to that, and the people had no food, the people had nothing, the people had to suffer all sorts of things. And the same was in England. England put all their money into the war effort, and so the people had no excess food, they had nothing special. The same in Russia, the same in Japan. Everybody went for the war effort, you see. Now, when we can build goodwill and friendship, there's no need for war. And this is what we want to do. We want to build goodwill and friendship by having a loving nature. Now, I don't expect this from you. I'm like Lancelot in the Camelot. He said, "I don't expect you to walk my spiritual path, because my spiritual path is quite demanding." And it was quite demanding and quite good, although he didn't follow it as well as he should have. But I say to you, if we were able to live in the awareness of the great masters and the great teachers and the great religious leaders of all time, if we were able to know ourselves and live according to what the masters taught, we would find one condition paramount in our life. One condition absolutely paramount, and this is what I recommend to all of us. The condition is unconditional love. Now, when we arrive at unconditional love, there is no judgment. There is no possession. There is no being touched by what other people say and do about us. There is only awareness of oneness. And unconditional love has no place for unhappiness. It has no place for being sad or being sorry with what's going on in the world. Unconditional love is just a universal principle that flows out and flows back. It's like the ebb and flow of the ocean. It's in with the tide and out with the tide and in with the tide. And it's not a harmful thing. Oh, it can be harmful. If people use foolishness and build on the edge of the ocean and wonder why the ocean washes away their house, but that's okay. People have that right to do that. You have the right to do stupid things, that is non-beneficial things to you. But if we were all just to learn unconditional love, to love without conditions, how wonderful it would be. Now, a recent sign was given to me by my sister. It says, a mirror with the word sandblasted on the front of it, I love you. I mean, I love me. I love me. Well, now, I've taught about that a long time ago. I love me is a great statement. But I love me is not as important as I like me. Because I love me because I am a spiritual being, because I am divinely designed, because I am wonderful. But sometimes I do things that I don't like. And when you can say, I like me, then you will always do things that you like. You will not violate that idea in your consciousness. You will say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And this is far more beneficial to you than to say, I love me. I love me is great. Don't misunderstand that. I love me is great, but I like me. Because if you have a friend, you can love your friend, but you may not like what he does. A mother can love her children, and desirably she loves her children. But when her children do some very, very idiotic and stupid things, can she say, I like you? I don't like what you did. I don't like what you, how you acted toward your sister or your brother. I don't like what you said, but I love you unconditionally. And I like you as my child. I will always like you. I will always stand with you. I will always believe in you. But I may not agree with some of the things you do, which is understandable. But when a parent is really a good parent, that parent will teach goodwill and friendship to her children. That parent will teach understanding of their fellow man. That parent will be the master, will teach the mastership within each individual of their own acts, that they're responsible for their acts and their attitudes. And if that is the case, then miracles take place. Miracles take place. We do not teach, I am God, God I am, to the exclusion of anyone else being God. We teach, I am God, God I am, because everyone is God. Because there is only God. There's one God in the entire universe. And that God is everywhere present. And that God created everything. And that God is in us, through us, as us. And it is not a quantity, but a quality. And as a quality, it has no separation. It has no distinction, nothing that is going to make it a large amount for you and a small amount for me. It's all equal. It's all universally present. And it's up to us how much we're going to draw upon that wonderful source of being God, that wonderful source of allness within us. But to do that, we rather have to like ourselves. To do that, we have to have friends. Not that we have friends that are in the standard frame of friendship. The standard frame of friendship is that I like you just the way you are, and I wouldn't change you for anything in the world. Well, we don't need friends like that. We don't need to have goodwill where you buy goodwill in a business, for instance, when you have a newspaper for sale. You buy the customers. And so the new publisher takes over, and he bought the paper, and he has different policies. And so the people who are reading the paper say, that's not my way. That's not what I believe. You know, and they quit the newspaper. So the publisher thinks he has all the subscriptions, and the subscriptions fail because the people are not interested in the way he presents the newspaper. If he presented the newspaper like the previous publisher had done, then yes, the goodwill would follow through. But because he changes, he'll bring new readers, of course, and the old readers will go away. But when you change the format, now, if his format had been a format of love, a format of finding the best in the community, of looking in the community and finding all that is good and beautiful and pure and wonderful, and if his predecessor had not done that, but he had found all the evil stuff, then of course there will be a group of people there who prefer the evil stuff. They like all that stuff in there about the negatives and about the unhappiness, the cars, crashes, and the accidents, and the legal battles, and so forth. But really, do the yellow journalistic newspapers on the stands in the supermarket, do they sell well? Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, they sell in the millions and millions and millions. And those people make billions and billions and billions, you know. But the thing is, why do people read that stuff? Because it's eye-catching. Now, there is not much of that going on in the world. So therefore, there's only four or five yellow journalistic publications that are producing it. And that is not the majority of the world. But we come to think that it is because it is so predominantly displayed. But stop and think about it. How many papers sell? Millions and millions and millions. Let's say 1 billion. That's a lot. What's the population of the United States? And divide that by four. And so that'd be so many households. Now, it's not a billion of those newspapers that they sell. It's only in the millions. And so it's a very small minority of whatever is the population of the country. So we want to, before we think, say, or do anything, will it build goodwill and friendship? Will it build harmony and peace? We could change those words, goodwill and friendship, to harmony and peace. Will it build harmony and peace in our relationships? Will it build harmony and peace on earth? Will it build peace on earth? Will it stop the Iraqians from doing their thing? And all they're doing is defending their country. They're defending their right to be who they are. But who they are is not accepted by maybe the United States or the world at large, however you want to say it. So there's a fight. Now, the South Koreans fought the North Koreans. And we got involved. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Vietnam fought, and we got involved. And England was at war with Germany. And so then the Japs came over and bombed Pearl Harbor, and we got involved. So we didn't have to. We could have said, now, that's naughty. You don't do that anymore. But why didn't we? The Japanese, in fact, were with their ambassadors in Washington at the time it was bombed. And they were saying, no, no, we're harmonious with the United States. And then shazam. But you see, you have to, what before you think, say, or do anything, what's going to build harmony? What's going to build peace? What's going to build right action? And what's going to build a blessing for all nations? I say to us again and again and again, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Don't phrase it in any other way. There now is peace on earth. Right now there's peace on earth. And it began with me. It's done. You don't say it will begin with me. Or it. How did we phrase it? In any, we don't need to know how we phrase it. But any phrase that says the to come, it will in the future. That is not what we want to share. It is now. Now is the acceptable time for my good. These are teachings of the Bible. These are teachings of the Old and New Testament. And that's beautiful. It's the teachings of the great philosophers. It's the teachings of the great theologians. It's the teachings of the religions of all nature across the world. Now is the acceptable time. And scientists are reiterating this and proving that now is the only time. Because there is no other time. Now, it doesn't seem logical. We won't discuss it at this moment, but it doesn't seem logical. But that's the way it is. So, with me, if you will join in recognizing that I build goodwill and friendship by building what? Harmony and peace. When I build harmony and peace, I build goodwill and friendship. Because goodwill is harmony. And friendship is peace, because you don't fight with your friends. And so if we would look at the entire world with our unconditional love, we would see harmony and peace. So let's proclaim that this day for all who come into our world, who all are in our universe, who all are part of our thought system. Harmony and peace. And that's all that matters. I love you and have a wonderful evening, knowing that you are harmony and peace now.